John Legend is in the studio, man. Over 10 years in the game, 7 million plus albums sold.
Yeah,
what has been the funnest experience or the thing that you remember most over the last 10 years?
Man, I had a lot of fun. Been on the Ricky Smiley Morning Show a couple times.
Seen you on Gap commercials?
Gap commercials.
Yeah.
I did, played the Grammys, played the BT Awards with Stevie Wonder. Man, one of the best things I did recently was up in D.C. We did this concert called What's Going On Now. It was at the Kennedy Center with the National Symphony Orchestra. We did the whole What's Going On album from start to finish.
Are you serious?
With an orchestra in the Kennedy Center. That was one of the best nights of my life.
That What's Going On, that strings and that song, that picket line.
Yeah, the whole album, and it's like, the whole album is like, you could listen to it as one straight song. Each song bleeds into another, and it was just beautiful. That was one of the best nights of my life as an artist.
Any song is great when you put strings in it.
Yeah, it makes it sound just richer.
Right. So what is it like being around the President of the United States?
Oh, man, it's an honor, man. I met him back when he was still Senator Obama. I offered to help him with the campaign, and this was when nobody really thought he was going to win. They thought Hillary was going to win.
Right.
And he went out there and proved everybody wrong. We were there for the whole journey, so it was nice, man.
Man.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you've always been a trailblazer your entire career. I mean, like, you know, in hip-hop radio, it's hard to put a guy on that usually sits behind a piano and does his thing. But you've done it again and again.
Yeah.
You did that album with The Roots, and it was like a socially brain and game-changing album.
Yeah.
And now the next territory which you're about to embark on, according to the tabloids, they say you're doing a thing with HBO.
Yeah, we got a production company called Get Lifted Film Company, and we have two shows at HBO. One's called How to Be Black, one's called Down Low. And then we've got a couple shows, one at USA. We've sold shows to other networks as well. We got some film projects happening as well. And I feel good, man. It's cool to be a producer of some great television and film, and hopefully some of these shows will be coming to the air pretty soon.
Now, with the HBO show, I guess it's the Down Low one, you're going to be playing a gay rapper?
No, like, I'm not going to be playing anybody.
See, that's what they was trying to say, and I was like, no, don't let him do it.
I'm not involved as an actor or a writer, but I'm a producer on the show. All these shows, I'm not expecting to act in. I'm just behind the camera, so as a producer.
So, John Legend, congratulations is in order. You are engaged to be married.
I'm engaged. I'm getting married this September.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And she's a swimsuit model.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
Is that like intimidating kind of stuff?
No, I'm a star myself. You
know that's right. I just wanted to hear you say it.
Who stepped to who?
I stepped to her.
What was that conversation like?
Yeah, what'd you say?
Yeah, what was it like?
Man, bro, let us know how you kick game, man.
I don't really remember exactly what I said, but we were introduced by a friend of mine who's a photographer, and he thought we would hit it off, and so we did hit it off. Almost seven years later, we're going to get married.
So what was the first date?
The first date, what's crazy is the first day we met, we were shooting a video together, and that was like our first date. So it was kind of up close and personal in the video.
Spending time vibing.
So we spent some time together.
Holding hands.
Hugging and whatnot.
That's when you like when y'all start tickling.
It got us off to a good start.
Right.
Now, John, I read somewhere Chrissy, she recently gave up all refreshing beverages.
Temporarily.
Temporarily. Okay.
She already blew that?
Well, you know, she's basically trying to do things in moderation now. And, I agree with that. I'm the same way. Because when I'm on tour, I don't drink at all. And so I think it's good to have a little discipline when it comes to drinking. But, she hasn't gone completely cold turkey, I will tell you that.
Oh, look
how you smile when you talk about it. I love that.
Yeah, that's love. I'm in a great mood. I got new music. I'm in love. Life is good, man.
Now, what are your besties? Kanye West, because you signed a good music.
Yes,
about to have a baby.
Yes, he is.
Have you been invited to the baby shower? Are you the godfather? How involved are you in that situation?
I don't know about the baby shower. I haven't been told about one yet. I feel like that's more of the ladies' side of things.
So, John, you have a new single. Who do we think we are?
Who do we think we are?
Who do we think we are?
Yes, and the song, it's about being in love. It's about living it up. It's about living life to the fullest. In the song, I say everybody needs someone to look up to. Why shouldn't it be us?
Right.
So that's what we're doing. We're trying to enjoy life and live it up, and that's what the song is about. And we got Rosé on the song, and we've been collaborating for years now, but this is the first song he actually did on my project, because I had done a lot on his. Glad to have him on the record, and I feel like we made a special record.
So let's go ahead and pop it off right now.
Let's
your
go.
Brand new single, Who Do We Think We Are, featuring Rick Ross. John Legend's in the studio, yo!
Okay, so when you are taking a shower and you in there and you bathing, you like, ooh, and it's time that you gotta, you know, let loose, you gotta pee.
Oh, I thought you were about to say something else.
No, man, I ain't going to ask you about that.
I like how real we keeping it today.
We going to keep it PG-13. Do you stay in the shower or do you get out and pee and track water all the way across the floor?
Oh, I stay in the shower, of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
We call it aim for the drain.
Yeah, aim for the drain. Who says they get out? I want to know this.
If you got a couple of chicks,
Young Jeezy talking about, man, I get out.
Nah.
I said, you track water all across the floor, man? Are you serious?
No.
He claims he's paid too much money for a shower. He didn't want to flush the pipes or something like that. Nah, like, what are you drinking,
it's
bro?
All the same drain that the toilet's working with, too.
So. There you go.
Now, all right, now, another debate we usually have in this studio is about grits. Yes. You got some weirdos that walk in here talk about they put sugar on their grits.
Yeah, what's
are you a
that?
Salt and pepper guy in your grits, or are you sugar on your grits?
Yeah, butter or sugar.
You know, I've done both. I grew up in Ohio, so we don't have as much grits etiquette as y'all have in the South.
Right.
But I will say, I like both of them. I do.
Oh, man.
I'm not picking a side on this one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. John.
Yeah, I just had some cheesy grits the other day, and they were delicious.
IHOP or Waffle House?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Waffle House.
Exactly.
What'd you get at Waffle House?
Waffles, bacon, scrambled eggs.
You get the Raisin Toast?
Raisin Toast is off the chain. 3 o'clock in the morning, get that little chili.
Yeah, it's always late night. Waffle House is good for the late night.
What cereal you fool with? Captain Crunch or Frosted Flakes?
I'm like neither one of those.
What
really.
You like?
I'm more like...
light-skinned dudes.
I like the...
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Nah, it's like Honey Bunches of Oats.
Yeah.
Healthy stuff.
I like the granola-y type with the honey and stuff.
You got to try the Raisin Nut brand. It's off
the
chain.
I like that too.
That's bad.
I like anytime they have the flakes and the honey and the nuts all in there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, what's the craziest thing you heard about yourself that you're like, that's not true. That never happened.
The funniest thing was I was in London and I was hosting this party and my brother was singing at it. My brother Vaughn Anthony, he's an artist as well. And I was hosting this after party after my show in London. And they basically made it seem like I got in a fight at the club in London. They just completely made up a story. There was no drama at the club. There was nothing. They said I was drunk and went off on the crowd and started yelling at people and got in a fight.
What?
And none of it happened. It just completely made up.
Not even your personality.
It's not even, exactly. And it was hilarious because they like published it and it went all over the press and all over the blogs and everything. The British tabloids are way worse than American tabloids.
They got it confused. That was John Legacy.
Yeah, that's John Legacy.
What's your preference? Cute in the face or little in the waist?
I like this whole area from, let's say, the knees to the belly button. That whole area.
Already.
That's very important.
Short hair, long hair?
I tend to like long hair, but you can rock a short haircut and look really beautiful too. You know, it just depends on how you rock it.
Toyota Camry or Buick LeSabre?
I'm gonna go with America and go with the Buick. America.
Hey, but wait a minute, before you start making money, what you used to drive? I keep it real.
My first car was a Chevy Celebrity.
There it is.
You know what I'm talking about?
My daddy used to have one of those.
I knew I was gonna make it big.
Yeah,
I got a car called Celebrity. And then, my first car was a Chevy Celebrity. I bought it from my mother for $500.
I bought my car from my mom for $300. I had a Toyota Corolla 79, four-speed.
Mine was a 85, and it was 95, so it was like 10 years old.
There it is.
Yeah.
All right, best life lesson.
You just don't get anywhere in life without working really hard.
That's right.
Practice. Being great at your craft doesn't happen overnight, and it's not just about talent. It's about developing your talent and getting better and better and better at it and never resting on what you've already done. I guess my life lesson is don't think that just because you are at a certain place that you can't get better and grow and get and develop yourself more.
All right, y'all. Hey, singer, songwriter, sold 7 million albums,
yes!
Sold worldwide, won 9 Grammy Awards, 3 Soul Train Awards, 1 BET Award for Best New Artist, and the Starlight Award from the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only John Legend!
New album, Love in the Future, comes out this summer.
This summer, the single is out now, Who Do We Think We Are, featuring Rosé. Thank you for having me, y'all.
Always glad to have you on the Rick Smiley Morning Show. Roll Tide.
Yes. Go Buckeyes.